Hello and welcome to Rewilder Permaculture's first podcast, Stepping Stones and New Beginnings, My Permaculture Design Journey by Faye Donnelly. Building resilience means knowing our real worth and stepping confidently from strength to strength in challenging times, despite controversy, particularly amidst the great adversities we've all seen in these past 12 months. My own journey had taken me down the metaphoric rabbit hole, right to the very bottom in fact, due to my past lessons in facing fears and doing it anyway, thanks to my many healers. In the cavernous darkness and desolation there, amongst the decaying carcasses of old hopes, dreams and belief systems, I discovered a new passageway through the mycelial underground networks of human precious connection, also known as love in action, and onto a significant life journey crossroads. There, on the signpost, glinting out of the deep darkness, in luminous violet and gold lettering, on ancient ancestral granite, was written, Permaculture Revolution. I set my weary, jaded research skills on a new hope. Having had my basic training in permaculture and low impact living, and working for 2 years at the flagship eco community Tinker's Bubble some 16 years ago, amongst some of the most stalwart, hardworking and progressively nature revering wise folk in Somerset, I, like many, had slowly drifted back into unwittingly living an urban existence, finding myself at the very heart of the city when the first lockstep hit. It wasn't that I'd forgotten the profoundly enlightening lessons on carbon sequestration and mitigating our carbon footprints that had led me back to the city, but my addiction to raunchy music and seeking out vibrant, spontaneous, brassy funk gigs and open mic blues nights. Music has been my twin life passion to living in harmony with nature, but as a veteran funk, blues and jazz sax player, these types of gatherings are not so easy to find out in the woodlands. Which brings me back to the notion of the origins of music, birdsong and beats. Why are we humans so drawn to and the authorities so scared of outdoor pumping live music in nature? Why indeed? It was an obvious step forward, therefore, to find myself suddenly enrolling in the excellent Permaculture Design Certificate with Joshua Gomez at Permaculture Kernow this January, after realising that even significant resistance research and non-mainstream narrative information dissemination was still feeding into being part of a growing global fascistic problem, not part of the solution to some degree, albeit crucial for human evolution in the right direction. And thinking on Gandhi's approach to become the change you wish to see in the world, permaculture had finally drawn me up close and personal into its warm embrace. If you are uncertain about life, the world, your family's probable fractured beliefs, and particularly the future, I cannot recommend highly enough the Permaculture Design Certificate as the perfect systems thinking escape route out of the post-COVID rabbit hole. As permaculture founder Bill Mollison said, the tragic reality is that very few sustainable systems are designed or applied by those who hold power, and the reason for this is obvious and simple. To let people arrange their own food, energy, and shelter is to lose economic and political control over them. We should cease to look to power structures, hierarchical systems, or governments to help us and devise ways to help ourselves. Thank you for listening. This was Rewilder Permaculture's first podcast, My Journey by Faye Donnelly. Have a fabulous day.